Here I will present the fixes, launch, and development of the Arduino HTTP server library on the Arduino R4 Wi-Fi platform. The purpose of the topic will be to facilitate our operations related to the HTTP protocol, and more specifically, parsing HTTP requests, processing the header, resource path, and GET arguments, and sending responses to these requests. By the way, I will also show a simple HTTP authorization system offered by this library. The topic assumes that the user has a basic understanding of what HTTP is, what a GET request is, what a server is, an IP address, and so on. Project motivation. Arduino R4 Wi-Fi has some ready-made examples of network projects. But after opening them, to our surprise, it turns out that HTTP parsing is implemented in a very simplified way and is not packed into separate classes. So I started looking for a library that would offer it to me. I was interested in Quicksander Job. However, as it soon turned out, there are a few problems with it. Does not compile under Arduino R4 Wi-Fi. The examples are quite poor. Does not support parsing GET arguments, i.e., a link like. The link above contains two arguments, one with the key search ID and the value ego search, and the other with the key user and the value 1234. It would be nice to be able to get them easily from this address. In this topic, I will try to fix all three issues. Arduino HTTP server installation and fixes. We download Arduino HTTP server from Libraries Manager. By the way, you also need to install one dependency, namely Base64. Then you can try to compile their example from GitHub, but it will fail. We will get a compilation error like this. The pgmspace.h header is missing. We'll fix it right away. It is not actually needed in this case. We open the library code. For me, it is under. Just comment out this block or add define for R4. Now the example should work. But if we sometimes get a message like this, it's worth taking a look at. The problem is this piece of code. It just detects a timeout error. Initially, I wanted to increase the value of the max retries wait data available constant. But in the end, I just commented out the whole block. From then on, the whole thing started to work a little more stable. I don't know how correct this approach is, but after this change, this library works a bit more stable for me. Usage example from the authors of Arduino HTTP server. Let's take a moment to test the sample Arduino HTTP server code provided by the author of the library. This code offers a simple HTTP authorization based on a mechanism built into the browser. Indeed, after entering the site, we have a window asking for data. After entering the wrong data in the log, we get. However, after entering the correct ones, authorization may be useful, but strangely enough, I don't see anything more fundamental anywhere, i.e., the ability to extract arguments from a GET request. We'll take care of it right away. Argument parsing implementation. A short analysis of the library code shows that the HTTP resource class is responsible for parsing the resource address. The author in this class only keeps one string and splits it up as needed. The operator allows you to get to specific folders in the address of the resource. All the magic happens in the snippet with the variable text field. The code checks if there is a GET argument with that name, and if so, it includes a message in the HTML displaying the text field value. If not, the display skips. In both cases, I continue to create an HTML form with a field named text field so that the user can easily send a GET request with the new value of this variable. After opening the page, we see, after typing the text Arduino fan and sending, my GET argument handling seems to be working. Hint, Arduino HTTP server building and streams. Now I would like to point out a useful feature of the Discuss library resulting from object-oriented and inheritance available in the environment used. Consider the stream HTTP reply constructor that represents the HTTP response. The first R